Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, I want to see how good your memory is. I want you to think back to 1997. Do you remember where you were in life that year? That was a long time ago, wasn't it? Well, in case you're having trouble remembering what 97 was like, let me help you out here. Bill Clinton started his second term as president. Seinfeld started its final season on TV. Titanic, Jurassic Park, and Men in Black were the big movies that year. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was published in the UK. Later, it would be called Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone when released here in the US. Both the Backstreet Boys and Teletubbies made their debut here in the US. The NASA Mars rover Pathfinder landed on the red planet. IBM's Deep Blue computer used AI to defeat chess champion Garry Kasparov. Dolly, the cloned sheep, was presented to the world. Windows 95 was the biggest operating system. And finally, in 1997, both Princess Diana and Mother Teresa died. If you were alive that year, I bet you're thinking, oh yeah, I remember some of those things now. But if you're like me, you had completely forgotten about most of them until now. Right? Honestly, I had to do a Google search for events in 1997 just to come up with that list, because I had forgotten most of those things too. But my question to you was not what was going on in the world in 1997. No, I asked you, do you remember where you were in life that year? It was 24 years ago. Maybe some of you who are now retired were still in the workforce. Maybe you were still in school. Right, I was a junior in high school that year. Maybe you weren't even born yet.
Like me.
Like you, Rose, right. If you were alive in 1997, I want you to imagine something for me. Imagine that someone you trusted back then made a promise to you. This person was a good friend of yours, and you knew they were trustworthy and you could count on them. And when this friend made this promise to you, you took their word on it. But then, nothing happened. Not in 1997, or 2007, or 2017. In fact, they haven't come through with their promise at all. And now it's 24 years later. If that would have happened to you, I bet you would have just forgotten all about it. Like forgetting about Dolly the sheep or the Deep Blue computer. You probably assumed a long time ago that your so-called friend had just failed to keep the promise. So much time has passed that maybe the two of you even forgot what that promise was about. I mean, maybe you can't even remember who your friends were back in 1997, let alone what promises they made to you. Well, given that your friend has not fulfilled that promise from all those years ago, you probably just moved on with your life. You made your own choices and you stopped trusting them. You took things into your own hands. I mean, a lot changes in 24 years. But now imagine that the friend who made that promise to you was God. This is what happened to Abram. In Genesis chapter 12, we hear about God calling Abram. He was 75 years old. His wife, Sarai, was 66. They should have been enjoying retirement and spending time with the grandkids. Except, of course, they didn't have any kids, let alone grandkids. Yet at the age of 75, God called Abram to leave his homeland and everything he knew and go where God wanted. In a remarkable show of faith, Abraham did exactly that. He took Sarai and his nephew Lot and headed out. God called Abram to the land of Canaan, the promised land, and said to him, "To your offspring, I will give this land." Well, at the time, Abram didn't say anything about not having any offspring, but I bet that phrase jumped out at him. He probably wondered why God said that. Well, then some time passed. Lot headed off towards Sodom, and later Abram had to go and rescue him. And then Abram was blessed by the king of Sodom for coming to the rescue. So basically, life happened in the meantime. Then in Genesis 15, God appeared to Abram in a vision. And Abram basically said, God, a while ago you mentioned that you would give this land to my offspring. Well, I still don't have any children. My heir is my slave boy, Eliezer. Well, God then formally made a promise to Abram and to his descendants that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Well, then more time passed, and Abram and Sarai still didn't have any children. Given that Sarai was barren, she suggested that Abram have a child with Hagar, their slave girl. And so he did. And later, Hagar gave birth to a son named Ishmael. Finally, Abram had a child who could be his rightful heir. God hadn't followed through with that promise, but at least now Abram had a plan B with Ishmael. Then, when Abram was 99 years old, 24 years after God first mentioned offspring to him, God showed up again. And this is where we get today's reading. God made that promise yet again. And this time, God said that the child of the promise was going to come through Sarai, not Hagar. God even changed their names from Abram to Abraham, and from Sarai to Sarah, as a sign of that promise. But in the verse immediately following today's reading, we hear this. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed, and said to himself, "Can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Can Sarah, who is 90, bear a child?" Typically, we think of Abraham as the father of faith. Right? He is the ultimate role model for someone who trusted in God. Three major religious traditions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all trace ourselves back to Abraham and his relationship with God. But Abraham was also full of doubt. Yes, he trusted God enough to follow God's call, but he also still laughed at God. God made this promise to him 24 years ago, and still nothing happened. It's like that friend of yours making a promise to you in 1997, and they still haven't followed through with it. Abraham is no dummy. He has pretty much given up on receiving this promise. It sounds good, but he doesn't think it's true. And if we're honest, I think sometimes we are right there with him. Even if we haven't been waiting on God to do something for 24 years, we still understand Abraham's doubt. We hear these promises of God's love for us, but we're no dummies either. We've been around the block a few times. We know how life works. Yes, sometimes it's easy for us to trust God, but there are also times that we just want to laugh in God's face. Like, how does God really care for us when we still suffer? Or when a loved one dies? Or when we've been in a pandemic for almost a year now? Sometimes we don't think these promises are really going to happen. We want to see proof of the promise, and we want to see it right now. Like Abraham, we can get impatient. But there's a problem here. Sometimes we approach our relationship with God as if it's either faith or doubt. We either trust God or we don't. But remember, Abraham did both at the same time. And that's okay. And more importantly, Abraham's relationship with God was based on God, not on Abraham. God is the one who called Abraham. God is the one who made the promise. And God is the one who eventually fulfilled the promise. God is faithful to Abraham and his line, even if Abraham wasn't always faithful to God. Eventually, Abraham and Sarah did have a son, whom God named Isaac. The name Isaac means laughter. So whenever Abraham and Sarah said the name of their son, they would remember how they laughed at God. And yet, Isaac was still there. Even when they doubted, even when they thought God would not be faithful, even when they laughed in God's face, God remained faithful to them. And God has remained faithful to all of Abraham's descendants, which includes us. We are some of those many stars in the sky that Abraham spotted that night. And notice something else here. God remained faithful to Abraham and Sarah, and they did have a son. But they still had to wait. They still had to go through the hardships in life. They still had to doubt. Right? God did not undo all of their struggles. God did not magically make them young again. God did not remove all of their fears and problems. Instead, God worked through the midst of all of that. Which means, as descendants of Abraham and Sarah, as descendants of this same covenant, God works in the midst of your fears and doubts too. God doesn't magically make your life easier, but God does stay true to God's word. That means when you are faithful to God and when you doubt God, God remains faithful to you. When you think too much time has passed, God sees it as just a moment. When you get anxious and impatient, God still knows what God is doing. God is faithful, even when we are not. Just like Abraham, our relationship with God is based on God's faithfulness to us, not on how we feel about God. So, no matter who your friends were back in 1997, or what life was like back then, no matter how your life has changed since then, And no matter where you find yourself in life right now, remember that God's promises are still good. God is for you, and God can still be trusted. That's good news for Abraham, for me, and for you, no matter what year it is. So in the name of the one who is God's faithfulness in the flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.